Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Mauritius Prime Minister Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam calls on President Draupadi Murmu. Special economic package by India will support needs of the island nation, asserts President Murmu. India and US decide to intensify efforts to achieve early conclusion of mutually beneficial trade agreement. Home Minister Amit Shah stresses on the need to protect younger generation from drugs to realize vision of a developed India by 2047. Heavy rainfall wreaks havoc across Uttarakhand, claiming 13 lives in Dehradun. And in cricket, India vice-captain Smriti Mandhana reclaims top spot in ICC Women's ODI batting rankings. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister of Mauritius Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam today called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Welcoming the Prime Minister and his delegation, the President said that Mauritius occupies a special place in India's neighbourhood first policy, Mahasagar vision, and in India's commitment to the Global South. The President said the partnership and cooperation between the two nations has been growing steadily in every field. She was happy to note that India is supporting the developmental priorities of the government of Mauritius and expressed confidence that the new special economic package will be able to meet the needs of the government and people of Mauritius. President Murmu said the projects, including hospitals, roads, port development, defense procurement and joint surveillance, will enhance infrastructure and will have a positive impact on the lives of people in the coming years. We have a report.
Prime Minister of Mauritius Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam is concluding his 8-day state visit today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Mr. Ramgoolam held delegation-level talks in Varanasi and comprehensively reviewed the enhanced strategic partnership between India and Mauritius. They also identified new opportunities to deepen collaborations across sectors of mutual interest that will drive shared prosperity for both countries, their peoples, and the region. The leaders also witnessed MOU exchanges spanning science, oceanography, power, hydrography, community development, and capacity building. Mr. Modi also announced a special economic package, keeping in mind the needs and priorities of Mauritius. Mr. Ramgoolam visited Mumbai, Varanasi, Ayodhya, Tirupati, and Dehradun during the visit. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India and the US have decided to intensify efforts to achieve early conclusion of a mutually beneficial trade agreement. A team of officials from the Office of the United States Trade Representative, led by Chief Negotiator for India-US Bilateral Trade Agreement Negotiations, Brendan Lynch, is on a visit to India. The team today held discussions with officials from Department of Commerce in New Delhi, led by Special Secretary on India-US Trade Ties, including on the India-US Bilateral Trade Agreement. Commerce and Industry Ministry said the discussions between the two sides were positive and forward-looking. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with Prime Minister of Denmark, Mette Frederiksen, today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that both the nations have reaffirmed their strong commitment to strengthening the Green Strategic Partnership and to an early conclusion of the India-EU Free Trade Agreement. He also mentioned that the two countries have shared mutual interest in bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Home Minister Amit Shah today stressed that protecting the younger generation from drugs is vital for realizing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of a developed India by 2047. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating the 2-day National Conference of Anti-Narcotics Task Force heads of states and union territories in New Delhi today, emphasizing that no country can progress well if its youth is not protected against drug abuse. The Home Minister exhorted authorities to take every possible step to make India a drug-free nation.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi presented a concept of building a great, fully developed India by 2047. To build such a nation, it is essential to protect a young generation from drugs. The concept of any great state and its foundation rests on its young generation. We have a huge young population. In case that drug abuse grows beyond a certain limit, it will take a long time to overcome its impact. Therefore, this is the time to fight strongly against drug abuse to prevent the destruction of lives and future generations.
Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan announced that the national target for food grain production has been set at 362.5 million tons for the 2025-26 Rabi season. Mr. Chauhan announced this in a press conference in New Delhi after he chaired discussions with state agriculture ministers during the National Conference on Agriculture Rabi Campaign 2025. He assured that adequate seed stocks are available to meet the country's requirements. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Dr. Jitendra Singh launched the web portal for Special Campaign 5.0 for institutionalizing Swachhata and minimizing pendency at government offices in New Delhi today. Addressing the press conference, the minister said that these campaigns have institutionalized cleanliness and efficiency in governance.
When we look back over the 11-12 years, I think one of the biggest hallmarks of the Modi regime that Prime Minister Modi brought to the focus some of the foundational issues, and I think the best example is Swachhata. And the second hallmark of the Modi regime has been that whatever call he made from the government platform instantly turned into a mass campaign.
The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, will organize service fortnight Seva Pakhwada across the country from tomorrow on the occasion of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's birthday. The Seva Pakhwada will continue till the 2nd of October, the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi and Lal Bahadur Shastri. The BJP said Mr. Modi has consistently underscored the importance of public service and social reforms, first as Gujarat Chief Minister and later as Prime Minister. On the Independence Day from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced the next generation of GST reforms. His vision was realized on the 3rd of this month, when the GST Council reduced tax rates in many sectors to ease the lives of citizens. Today, we take a look at the reforms undertaken in the agriculture sector.
With the next generation GST reforms, the government has provided major relief to the farmers by reducing taxes on tractors and its equipments. The government has brought down the GST on agricultural equipments like tractor, harvesting machinery and composting machines from 12% to 5%, marking a significant step in the agricultural sector. While the GST on tractor component has been slashed to 5% from the previous 18%, these GST reforms will ease the financial burden on farmers by lowering the cost of essential equipments and will also help agricultural productivity. The new tax rates will come into effect from the 22nd of this month. With Swamya Saran, Rohan, Akashwani, News Delhi.
Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Akashwani News brings for our listeners a special series, Seva Parv. In the series today, we take a look at how Narendra Modi has positioned India as a global leader through the International Solar Alliance.
From championing climate solutions to green energy, India has shaped international discourse while keeping its national interests first. PM Modi's leadership has anchored these efforts in responsibility and inclusivity. This philosophy is best reflected in its climate action effort through the International Solar Alliance, or ISA. ISA was launched at COP21 in Paris in November 2015 by Prime Minister Modi and French President François Hollande. With 120 members and signatory countries, the ISA aims to mobilize over $1,000 billion in solar investments by 2030. Inaugurating the first assembly of the International Solar Alliance in New Delhi, Mr. Modi had said that International Solar Alliance has emerged as a big ray of hope for the world.
Saathiyo, aaj International Solar Alliance duniya ke liye उम्मीद की एक बड़ी किरण बनकर सामने आया है। मुझे लगता है जब भी भविष्य में 21वीं सदी में स्थापित मानव कल्याण के बड़े संगठनों की चर्चा होगी तो ऐसा का नाम उसमें सबसे ऊपर होगा।
With a special focus on least developed countries and small island developing states, the ISA seeks to drive low carbon growth through cost-effective and transformational energy solutions. The One Sun, One World, One Grid initiative launched by India envisions a global solar grid. It aims to connect solar resources across regions from South Asia to Africa and Europe.
Heavy rains have caused widespread disruption across Uttarakhand, including in the state capital, Dehradun. According to the District Emergency Operations Centre, 13 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents, while 16 others are reported missing. More from our correspondent.
Torrential rain in Dehradun have caused heavy damage in areas of Maldevta, Sahistadara, Majiara and Kaligarh. Road, bridges and both public and private properties have been severely affected by rains and landslides. With the help of NDRF and SDRF, 70 people stranded in Kaligarh were successfully rescued. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami conducted an on-site inspection of the rain-affected areas in Dehradun today. He instructed officials to expedite the pace of relief and rescue operations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with the Chief Minister over the phone this morning to get updates on the situation. They assured all possible support from the central government. Meanwhile, the Met Department has issued a warning of heavy rain in several districts of the state until September 20. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
In Himachal Pradesh, widespread rainfall has been recorded across the state in the past 24 hours, disrupting road traffic following multiple landslides. We have a report.
Widespread rainfall in Himachal Pradesh triggered multiple landslides and tree falls in areas such as Himland, BCS and Kachchi Ghati, where several vehicles were trapped under debris and the city's most crucial cart road was also blocked. Meanwhile, in Brakta village under Nihari Tehsil of Dharampur, a massive landslide claimed the lives of two women and a child. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand, Bihar, East Uttar Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended around 0.7% higher today. The Sensex surged 595 points to cross the 82,000 mark for the first time this month, closing at 82,381, while Nifty advanced 170 points to settle at 25,239. On to sports, Team India vice-captain Smriti Mandhana has reclaimed the top spot in the latest ICC Women's Cricket ODI batting rankings. The opening batter dethroned England skipper Nat Sivabrant after a fine half-century against Australia in the series opener on Sunday. Mandhana notched up 58 off 63 deliveries in the first ODI of the three-match series at New Chandigarh. This comes as a positive news for Team India as they gear up for the 13th edition of the ICC Women's World Cup. In badminton, star Indian shuttler PV Sindhu has advanced to the women's singles pre-quarterfinals of the China Masters in Shenzhen. Sindhu, the two-time Olympic medalist, defeated Yuli Dawal Jakobsen in Denmark in the first round to enter the round of 16. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Mauritius Prime Minister Navin Chandra Ramgulam calls on President Draupadi Murmu. Special economic package by India will support needs of the island nation, asserts President Murmu. India and US decide to intensify efforts to achieve early conclusion of mutually beneficial trade agreement. Home Minister Amit Shah stresses on the need to protect younger generation from drugs to realize vision of a developed India by 2047. Heavy rainfall wreaks havoc across Uttarakhand, claiming 13 lives in Dehradun. And in cricket, India vice-captain Smriti Mandhana reclaims top spot in ICC Women's ODI batting rankings. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.